Teachers in Michigan have to have some kind of certificate or permit to teach. Public school, charter school, doesn't matter. It's the law. If they don't,
it's a big problem.
That's Phil Smith. He's the legislative and policy chair for the Michigan Association of Teacher Educators. Beyond the legal requirements, Smith says there's practical reasons to have certified teachers, mainly to make sure they're prepared.
Would you want to have somebody up in front of your kiddo who doesn't have the experience and knowledge to teach them all the things that we want kiddos to know?
School districts are supposed to verify the teachers they hire are state certified. It's so easy to do. Anyone can go online and look up their kids' teacher's certification. But sometimes school districts don't check. Nearly 50 districts are likely to get penalized this year. In Muskegon Heights, public records show at least 8 teachers were not certified. That's about 10% of the teaching staff. But to be fair, the situation at Muskegon Heights schools is not typical. It's Michigan's first privatized public school district. Last summer, its emergency manager laid off everyone because the district was so broke it couldn't afford to open in the fall. Instead, the emergency manager hired Mosaica Education, a for-profit charter school company, to run the schools. They only had around 5 weeks to set up everything. Then they had problems keeping teachers from quitting. Mosaica Education CEO Mike Connolly says the company hired some teachers who weren't certified yet, but that the company believed were eligible for certification. He says it was the teacher's responsibility to get certifications from Michigan's Department of Education, or MDE.
I think, for the most part, the teachers followed up. Whether they submitted everything that MDE required them to submit it or wanted them to submit it, whether MDE had additional questions, what caused the delay with respect to these particular teachers, I don't know. I don't know if Elena has any more information on that.
Elena Zachary Ross is the company's regional vice president, basically the superintendent of Muskegon Heights schools.
When we contact Michigan Department of Education and they say pending approval, you know, those are the types of things that we had these teachers notify that if you can't prove certification that you would no longer be able to work.
But under the law, people aren't allowed to teach until they actually get approval. And some of these people were hired last August. Connolly admits some responsibility for not following up.
There's a difference between putting someone who is unqualified in front of a classroom and putting someone who is completely qualified, totally eligible for certification, and who is just waiting for the government to issue the certification papers.
Michigan's Department of Education wouldn't do an interview for this story, but MDE says some of these teachers didn't even apply for proper permits until last week, right around the time Michigan Radio started asking questions. In fact, a few have already managed to get certified. MDE is now investigating the matter. The department can issue fines for each day an uncertified teacher was in the classroom. Records obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request show those fines could add up to more than $100,000 in Muskegon Heights. Not only that, but the contract between Mosaica Education and Muskegon Heights Charter Schools says the company has to follow state laws. If it doesn't, it could be grounds to revoke the 5-year contract worth at least $8.5 million. The Charter School Board and the district's emergency manager did not respond to requests for an interview for this story. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.